Hey, before we get started, just a quick reminder that I am offering one-on-one mentoring for photographers wanting to get better at their photography skills. Just go to my kennethwajdaphotographer.com website and click the link for education. All right, on with the show. Hey, I'm Kenneth Wajda. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So I was looking at a YouTube video from B&H Photo, and they had a guy talking about street photography, and he said he often does street portraits, and sometimes of children, and he showed some of those photos and said he will always ask for permission if he's going to do a street portrait, especially if the kids are doing something especially photogenic. And then he gives the parent a card and says, give me an email and I'll send you the picture. And over 90% of the time, he never hears from the parent. And I thought, why is that? I recently did a 4x4x5 project, and one of the photos is of two boys standing at the side of a waterway, a river, and they were fishing and posed for my camera, my 4x5 camera. It's a beautiful black and white photograph. And I gave the father a business card and said, email me and I'll make sure you get a copy. And I would have printed a photograph and put it in a frame for them at no cost, except I never heard from them. Another day, I was asked to do a family portrait for a local family, and they wanted it with some fall color. So I found a location by a lake with a beautiful tree, and I thought this could work. It would be nice to know what the height of the tree is in relation to the people and whether it'll work. So I asked a passing mother and her two kids, could I get a photo of you standing there just to see how it lines up for like a stand-in test shot? And I'll get you a copy. And they said, sure. And I photographed them, and it's a sweet little photo. And I have it all ready for them. I made a print. I put it in a frame. And a week and a half goes by, and I don't hear from them. But then I did. So I was very excited that I could get them this photograph. But when I asked where I can bring it, I haven't heard back. I think they assumed it was going to be an email. That's good enough. I want to deliver an actual photograph. It's in a frame. It's sitting in my car. And after multiple emails back and no response, my partner, she says, I think that they figure it's a scam. And so I wrote, it's not a scam. There's no cost. There's no strings. It's just a gift because I believe in the power of printed photographs to last, and still no response. So is photography, I just wonder if the question is there too much photography to the point of none of it is much value? The fact that a professional photographer took a professional shot using better gear than most people would have doesn't mean a whole lot when we've got a lot of phone pictures. Doesn't mean a lot when we have lots of family pictures. Maybe they don't even see the quality difference. And if that's the case, what does it matter if you don't get this print? It just seems like we are in a time when I wonder if photography has certainly become maybe less important because of the accessibility. And most phones shoot good enough. So the fact that you shoot a little bit better, well, so what? In any case, there's this family picture that's sitting in my car that was a test photo that would make a nice addition to somebody's home. Instead, I get no reply. And that other photographer said that that's common for him 90% of the time. So I think that's telling. I guess that's who we are now. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button, and I'll be back tomorrow and we'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light.
Hey, Hey, one last thing. Watch my YouTube channel. Here's to goodlight.com. And I put out a weekly YouTube of inspiring photo talks. And I think you'll enjoy it. So take a look. Here's to good light.